This week's mailbag comes to us from Martine. I had a lovely Sunday basket win this week. On Sunday, I had prepared my African market basket for an errand day, including a bottle of water, even though I wasn't sure which day I would be able to fit in my errands. On Tuesday, our internet went out in the middle of my workday. I was able to just grab the basket, jump in the car, and I was able to get my errands done. I call that a win.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. All right, this is the last in our home organization series. Last week, I told you that organizing kids is optional. Organizing kids is not actually optional, but it is optional if you don't have kids, which is why we have it now separated out from the productive home solution. There's no reason for people who do not have children in their household right now to have all of the resources for organizing kids. That really is a unique subset of our population. So organizing kids is in their own program called Kids Organization. Now, today, we're going to talk about another optional area of organizing. It's not optional for me, but it is optional for most people, and it's kind of aspirational as well, which is organizing photos and memorabilia. When you are on your organization journey at home, often this is how it starts. You get started organizing the main areas in your house because those are the ones that you see most often and other people who come in your home see most often. And we talked back in the research podcast about organizing family and communal spaces. You can literally spend the rest of your life just trying to organize and maintain those spaces because they're the most used and they will continually be used and they have to constantly be reset all of the time. And if you only focus on those areas in your house, then you don't get the storage and the paper and the personal organizing done. So I like to have you start with your personal organizing because then you can learn more about yourself and feel like you're starting and ending the day really more in control of how you're going to spend your time. Then you can move on to family and communal if you want. Once you do the storage organization, that's going to stay because remember, we're establishing our own store. And often when I would personally organize people or when I started Organize 365, people would say they didn't have any paper to get organized. And I think part of that was because we were talking about years ago before paper organization really was in the lexicon as much as it is now. And we thought we were going to be paperless. Now we know we're not going to. But as you start organizing your personal spaces, storage spaces, and your family and communal spaces, you find that you have hidden paper everywhere. Every drawer, every cabinet, in your car, in your closet. Like, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And as you organize all those spaces, you start to pull the paper out and the pile gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so then finally you tackle your paper organization. In amongst that paper organization, you'll notice that I didn't talk about photos and I didn't talk about memorabilia. And so you may have been wondering when I was going to get around to it or if I was ever going to get around to it. Well, I'm getting around to it now. So when you organize your paper, and often people think about their file cabinet as being the thing that needs to be organized. There are four essential areas of paper that we have to have organized: our medical information, our financial information, anything related to our house, which we call household reference, and anything related to how we run the day-to-day of our home, our household operations, holidays, pets, babysitters, all those kinds of things. Those are all like active reference papers. And then our ongoing projects and mails and bills and to-dos that we handle in the Sunday basket. But there's a whole bunch of paper that's still left over if you're completely done organizing your house. That is any physical photos that you have and any memorabilia. Now, I just want to make it very clear in case you didn't already know, I am not your digital organizing gal. Like, I have a computer. I know how to use it. I can even write a little bit of HTML code. I know how to use all the apps on my phone. If you put something in a file anywhere in electronics, to me, it's like it's totally gone. It disappeared. I don't know how to find it. In our company, we use Dropbox. I organize Dropbox, so I know where everything is. We also have a Google Drive. The team will say, Lisa, it's in the Google Drive. I'm like, that's adorable. Send me a link to the exact document. I do not know how to go through the Google Drive. It's not that I don't. I actually could figure it out. The mental gymnastics. Right now I'm just exhausted thinking about it, to actually open up the drive and then figure out where you think that you stored it. And I know you can like Google search for it. I don't. It's just not how I think. I am not your digital person. So find another expert for digital photo and memory organization. I am going to talk about the actual photos, the actual memorabilia that is in your storage room or in your closet in your bedroom that you don't know what to do with. That is what I'm an expert in. So for 17 years, I was a leader in creative memories, and I have made probably 500 photo albums at this point. I've done White House photos. Like, it's amazing, the photos and the memorabilia that I have had in my hands. I have loved every minute of it. And personally, we have over 100. Like, I have over 100 scrapbooks. I know. I understand. My children are not going to want all these. I don't pretend that they do. I enjoy making them. I enjoy writing down the stories that go with the photos. Greg and I enjoy looking at them. Like, we love them. We love our photo albums. I think it is a gift that I am giving my family that will go on for generations. On both sides of my family, all the photos, all the way back to the late 1800s, are in albums. They're in albums. They're documented. We know what all of them are. It's similar to somebody who likes historian, you know, to be a genealogist. There's someone in our extended family who's done our genealogy all the way back to, I'm a daughter of the American Revolution in that family. And there's some house that I need to see in Connecticut that's part of our family that's from the 1700s. It's amazing. I love history. I love stories. And this is my history. And you have a history too. And this is why I did Creative Memories for so long. And I loved it. And had that company not gone bankrupt, that's probably what I still would be doing today. Like, I love the stories that go with the photos and being able to hear about family members that are still alive, the photos of their childhood and how they got to where they are today, and the stories that go with the photos of family members who have long passed and how our family got to where it is, and you know, all that history that is just history for our family. I love it. So in the photo program that we have, the photo memory program that we have, I teach you how to very simply sort your photos. Get all your photos in one place, get rid of all the duplicates, and then with the photos that are left, pick just a handful that you want to turn into an album. Some of the albums that people like to make are like a holiday album. It's so fun. Like, so we celebrate Christmas. You may celebrate a different winter holiday. It's so easy to make a Christmas album because it's where you find the tree and everybody's wearing red and green. And what's hysterical when you actually do it is that you have clothes that you wear at Christmas every single year. So like, you have the same clothes as an adult for like 8 years in photos because it's like the sweater that you always wear to grandma's house. It's so funny. Another album that people will make, another one I made that Greg's family really loves, is I have one album that's just of all of our different beach vacations. We go to Florida every year. Greg is from Florida. His dad still lives there. We go there for a week every year. And so you can literally watch the family grow up before your eyes as you flip through this album. And you see beach week after beach week after beach week after beach week. It's so fun. I love that. And when I say that, I hope that it reduces the overwhelm of making an album. Like, can you take all of the photos that you have, put them in chronological order, and make them into 20 photo albums? Yes, you can. I've done it. I've done it for other people. It's great. It's not necessary. Nobody's going to look at all 20 of those albums, except maybe you when you make them, and then one other time 40 years from now. So it's not necessary. But if you make a beach album, because you go to the beach every single year, whatever it is, your family does it. And it could be a birth. I have a birthday one too, where we just put birthdays in there until you turn 18, and then your big birthdays go in after that. It's just a birthday book. You can get it out at all of the birthdays and you flip through. Ah, it's hilarious. Remember when you got that cake? Whatever. Tell all the stories. The only reason to take photos and save photos is so you can laugh about them in the future. Really, that's really the only word. So at Christmas, we get out the Christmas album. Birthdays, you can get out the birthday album. And when you get out the album, it's the stories that people tell when they're looking at your photos that are the memories that are going to move on into the future. And that's the thing. Memorabilia binders, photos, it's all about our memories. This is why we save stuff in the storage room, because we don't want to forget. We don't want to forget the event or the person or the thing that happened, or the hilarious story. So Greg has all these stories. He grew up in Florida, so it's like sunny all the time. Like he's fallen out of a pickup truck and whatever, you know, a grapefruit fight. And I'm like, it is amazing that you have lived this long. He goes, I know, it really is amazing that I have lived this long. We've heard these stories over and over and over again, right? We tell them when we are together with family, and photos just start those stories flowing. So you don't, here's the secret. You don't even have to make an album. You don't. Get all of the holiday photos, put them in a box, and the next time you celebrate that holiday with your family, bring the shoebox full of the photos and start handing them out. Go, look at these photos that I found in my storage room. Give everybody like 5 to 10. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you remember when Uncle Oni got those red shoes. And you're all going to be laughing. You might want to put a tape recorder on. It'll be the best fodder you've ever gotten. That is the purpose of saving these little pieces of paper, whether they have a picture on them or they don't. It's for the conversations. It's for the memories. So sorting your photos is a labor of love. It is a passion project. It's definitely a hobby of mine. It's not something you need to do, but if you want to do it, then I could show you really easy ways to do it in the photo program of how to take all the photos that you have, get rid of all the duplicates, and then divide them into what might be albums or might be memorable events to share with your family. All right, the second thing I want to talk to you about are memorabilia binders. So Organize 365 sells these 1-inch, they're fake leather, but they look like leather, black albums. They're 1-inch. They have a pocket inside on the front and the back, and they are gorgeous, and I love them. They're just binders, people. Like, we have binders for other things, but then we tend to take our important papers, our memorabilia papers, and we just store them in a box. If you store things in a binder instead of in a box, people look at them like 900 more times than they do in a box. You may never look at them in a box. If it's in a binder, you might look at it 5 times, better than no times. So I have some of these memorabilia binders in my house. I have a couple of them. One has the genealogy from Greg's family that I was given. Another one has Greg's and my baby book. So our baby books were falling apart. So I took them apart, I cut them apart, and I put them in one of these little leatherette binders. So now we can look at our baby books together. It's kind of fun. Another one, when my father passed away, he had some things in his file cabinet and his safe at home that were just general family papers. Like my great-grandparents, this is a funny story, they had a prenuptial agreement. But what's even funnier is when I found it and I showed it to grandma, she goes, yep, and they didn't honor it. I was like, what? I mean, this is the stuff. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, right? So like somebody in my family had a prenuptial agreement, which I think is hilarious. And then grandma said, yeah, they ended up, I guess, getting divorced and then remarried. And she's like, yeah, it wasn't even honored anyway, or for whatever reason. I was like, that's just funny stuff. Or I think I've told this story before. My grandfather, when he came to Cleveland, Ohio, he was an air conditioning guy. And so he put a lot of the air conditioning in some of the biggest buildings in Cleveland. And so he put the air conditioning in the Terminal Tower, which was the second highest, tallest building in the United States at the time, which is just cool. And they did an article about that like 10 years ago that he cut out of the magazine. I have it in there. So it's just, you know, again, this is just my history. It's not like nobody ever needs to know this stuff, but I tell my kids this stuff and you on the podcast. So that stuff is just interesting to me. And then the last memorabilia binder I made was a couple of weeks ago, and I did this inside the app if you guys were watching me do that. I just grabbed a memorabilia binder and I got a couple of our sheet protectors. They used to be sold in the memorabilia binder, but now it's a separate purchase. So I got a couple of our packs of our sheet protectors, and my dad had file folders for every single year of his golfing for like 25 years of his golfing. And I have told this story, you guys, on the podcast. I know I have, how my dad's company tricked him into learning Excel by having him go in every Monday and record all the golf that he had done that week in an Excel spreadsheet. And then at the end of the summer, they're like, congratulations, you know how to do Excel. And he's like, oh my gosh, you guys, my dad is a big storyteller. I was pretty sure that story was true, but now I know it's true because in one of these file folders is that Excel spreadsheet. I'm like, no way, that's hilarious. It actually exists. So I put this, it ended up being 2 whole memorabilia binders. We have 2 inches of my dad's golf games over the last 25 years. My husband has loved looking at it. He just thinks it's so cool. But he knows the people my dad played golf with, but he's not really into it. And my sister, as you now know, now works as the marketing person for Firestone. Pretty sure she's probably not going to hear this podcast. If she does, she'll just know early. So I'm giving her these two albums for Christmas. She is going to ball. She's going to love it. Like, she and Dad and golf are like peas and carrots. And I like it. I like that I have these memories. It was fun to put it together. Greg has enjoyed looking at it. Joey's not a golfer. Who knows what Grayson's going to do? Emily will love it. I mean, she will love it so much. And we saved these files out of the file cabinet when my father passed away. I had them. I gave them back to Emily. She gave them back to me 2 years ago, I think, when she was going through and cleaning out the stuff. She said, yeah, I don't know what to do with them. I don't really need them. I'm going to give them to you. And I was like, I can't really get rid of these. And now that I've put them in this memorabilia binder, I know it's going to make her Christmas. And also, I know she's going to show everyone in our family. She'll probably show some of Dad's friends and their family up in Akron. And like, it's going to live on. What is the point of this stuff you guys are saving if you're not sharing it? I don't understand. So the last one I'll leave you with is the kids' school memories binder, which we only have a handful of at the time of this recording. If we don't have it online, don't worry. You just make your own. Just go to any store, get one of our lattice binders in the color that your kids want, or go to the store and buy a binder, wherever you want to buy a binder, get some sheet protectors. And this summer, have your kids go through all their schools. Who cares if they make four whole binders of all the awards and the art that they've done and the stories they've read? It's awesome. It's awesome. Let them put it in binders. Let them enjoy the stuff as they're putting them in the binders. They'll tell you all the stories and then they'll get to flip through it. It'll increase their self-esteem. No, they won't look at these binders when they're 92, but they'll love it when they're, you know, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, having a really bad day and they're 25. You'd be surprised. They'll go back and they'll look at this binder and they'll remember fourth grade and eighth grade and what they did in the science fair and when they got perfect attendance. And like, this is their history. You're not putting it in binders for, I don't know, the Smithsonian someday. It is our history that we get to live and see and flip through, usually when we're not having a great day and we don't feel the best about ourselves and we're really not sure what we're doing right now. And then we go back and we go, you know what? In the past, I really had it together when I did this thing and I was really good at that thing. And boy, I really enjoyed spending time with that person. That is what our photos and memories are for the funny stories, the things about your history, the way the people and the experiences that you have that have shaped you into the person that you are today, and the opportunity and potential you have to add to these binders going forward. So it is optional, definitely a passion of mine. This summer is a great time to invest in your kids, do the kids program, have them learn the skill of organizing when they're not under the pressure of doing all the things they have to do during their work, which is the school year, and go through your photos and memorabilia. You don't have to put them in binders, but get rid of the things you know you don't need. Pass around the things that you have that are funny. Take a picture of pictures at your house and send it to your family members. Be like, you wouldn't believe what I just found in the basement. Start a conversation in a text thread, a group text thread. It will be fun.